the thing that really came to a head was the gigs were going like wildfire with the Stewart band, the first Stewart band. And Mickey Waller was flailing a bit. He just didn't have the physical power, bless his heart. I mean, he was right there in spirit and soul, but he just didn't have the power. So we needed a powerful drummer, and that started the conflictions, you know, conflicts in the band between the members. We used to get on pretty well, Rod and I. And then when this drummer, this, I won't say who it is because it's unfair to him, but there was a lot of dissatisfaction in the band. And what with one thing or another, we looked at the date sheet, and lo and behold, there's Woodstock. And we didn't know how big it was going to be, but it looked too big to make a mess of it and have a row on stages up hitting each other, which is what was going to happen. So I cut off that gig. Talk about stupid. I mean, on reflect, I'm glad we didn't do it, because a lot of bands fizzled out after that movie came out. Mm. I just didn't want something bad to happen on a huge scale. And I really chickened out. Mm. And Rod was really annoyed because he wanted to do it. And my way of getting my spite back was to say, right, you can do it, I'm not going to be there. And that was the last. I think we've still got the date sheet, and I think the dates go right up to the day before Woodstock, and then that was the end of the band. Mm. Yeah, in between, Mickey Most helped to project me on another. Wait a minute, we've missed a bit out somewhere.